We are now joined by our pal Derek Myers. Good morning, mm-hmm. Derek. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Our radio state, our equipment is having a moment.
Yeah, but it's been questionable technology stuff for a solid 36 hours now, but we're okay.
Okay. Okay, good.
So Derek is here to join us for our weekly Keep It Local segment, and this is kind of a twofold segment. We're going to be talking about Riverwalk Market Fair, but before we dive into that, we're actually talking about a very important program that Riverwalk is a part of, and would you say sponsor it or you work with it?
Yeah, we work with the CAC, or this past year we worked with the CAC. They held a grant called the Local Food Purchasing Assistance Grant, and what it allowed them to do was buy local foods from local farmers for their food shelves. So it was super impactful for the farmers around this area, farmers and ranchers, but also just impactful for the people that were coming to get food at the food shelf. Like the produce was better, it was fresher, it was healthier, and there was more of it. There's more fresh food for them. So,
which is so amazing because, you know, a lot of times when you do go to a food shelf, oftentimes they can only offer like shelf stable things.
Yes,
you know, they don't always have that fresh stuff right there.
Yeah. So I would get kind of a list every week of like, this is what we need, this is what we can take. And I would go around to our farmers at the end of the market, and I was able to purchase that food from them with this money at a bulk rate, you know, a discounted rate. That was good for everybody. But that program has now been cut by the federal government. That got cut along with a similar program that allowed schools to buy, you know, again, fresh fruit and vegetables and other foods from local farmers for school lunches for kids. So both things got cut, and it was disappointing. There's a little bit of money left over on the contract, but after August, it all dries up, and we're hoping to have it for a few years at least, and continue it going because it was so impactful. So we're gonna try to raise some money and keep it in house. We're gonna try, at least from Riverwalk's point of view. We saw what it did for the food shelf and for our farmers. Has these extra benefits of, you know, reducing food waste as well, which is really great. And so we're starting a fundraising campaign. If you click on the sponsor link on our website, riverwalkmarketfair.org, you can find a link to donate to keep this program going, keep supporting our farmers and our food shelf in the area. So the CAC has food shelves in Northfield and Faribault, two in Northfield and one in Faribault.
Well, we're sad to hear that you lost the funding, but I'm glad to see that you're trying to take some action and keep doing what you can do.
Thank you. So we'll start this fundraiser, maybe look for some other money out in the community as well, and then stay tuned. We'll probably do a in-person fundraiser, big event, kind of this summer. So that hasn't been nailed down, but
it's in the works.
It's in the works. And if we can kind of keep this going through the rest of this year, and then come up with a good plan for next year, we just feel like, why wouldn't we do something like this that just has kind of these multiplying benefits of helping our local farmers out, helping out people in our community who need food, and then reducing food waste and just like, I don't know, it's like a triple effect.
And yeah,
it works on so many different levels that it's just something that really needs to have some energy and some resources put behind. So
absolutely,
we'll do our best.
Nice. Well, excellent. I'm glad to see that it's going to continue on as best as it can.
I mean, you know, it might get a little bit reduced if we don't get enough money. It might only last part of the year. But we're going to try to be really efficient with those dollars, and at the same time be fair to our farmers.
So, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. That's always the balancing act, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more now. We're going to transition over to Riverwalk because it's actually going to be starting up pretty soon.
Yeah. We start May 17th down in Bridge Square. Just like last year, market opens at 9 o'clock, goes till 1 o'clock every Saturday except the weekend of Defeat of Jesse James Days.
Sure.
All the way through October.
So, all right.
That's Saturdays, but we're also adding this year a market over by Greenvale Elementary.
Okay.
So RMF at Greenvale. It'll be in the big green space just between the Northfield Community Education Center and the community garden that's over there.
Okay.
That's run by Sharing Our Roots. So, Fourth Tuesday starts at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Every fourth Tuesday, and runs through September.
Okay.
Three until 6:30 is the timing on that one. So
nice.
Similar kind of thing. We'll have farmers. We'll have artists. We'll have bakers and canners and crafters and music. The whole thing.
Yeah. Awesome.
Might be a little bit smaller to start out, as people kind of like learn about it, but we'd love it if people came out to the Tuesday market as well, supported those vendors. It's a nice thing, you know, kind of happening on that side of town where there aren't maybe as many food options. So that was kind of like one of our missions there too, was to bring the market to an area where there hadn't been something like that for a while.
So, nice. Yeah, and you said fourth Tuesday of every month.
Fourth Tuesday of every month. Okay. So the first one, we should just look at the calendar. I want to say it's May 27th is the first one.
Okay.
Yes, May 27th, 3 o'clock, and then every fourth Tuesday thereafter.
Nice. So,
yeah. Come on down.
That's awesome. Yeah, so you'll have two opportunities. You know, you'll have your daily your weekly Saturdays, but then also your fourth Tuesday.
Exactly. Exactly. And if we're lucky, that'll grow. And maybe by next year we're there every Tuesday. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So, and we're still looking for vendors.
Okay.
So if people want to become a vendor, you can, again, go to riverwalkmarketfair.org. There's a button at the top of the website. It says apply here, and that'll take you through the steps. It's really pretty simple to apply. Basically, we are a producer-only market, so that means you gotta be making the thing you're selling.
Okay.
This can have different interpretations. Either you're growing something, you're raising an animal, you're...
Making a product of some kind.
Yeah, ceramics, you're painting something, you're writing a book. All kinds of things fit underneath that.
We're not going to be seeing folks who maybe sell like, it's on the tip of my Pampered Chef stuff. You know, like,
right. Yeah, no Tupperware.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. No offense to anyone out there, but just not the space for that.
This is what we've defined our market as. We're out there to support our local producers who are making a product with kind of raw materials, basically.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Any brand new vendors that it's like their very first year out?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is exciting. So, we got a vendor that's doing pork this year, so you can get your bacon at the market this year.
Oh, fantastic. Right.
Yeah. Pork chops and bacon.
Love that.
That'll be really fun. We got maybe one or two kind of new bakers as well. I'm working on hopefully getting a blacksmith, but I don't know if that's
really
gonna happen.
That would be super cool.
We used to have one.
Okay.
So this wouldn't be like the first time that's happened, but I'm hoping that happens again. We have someone, I'm kind of focused on meats, I guess, but we have someone doing like lamb as well this year,
cool.
Which will be fun.
Sure.
Yeah. Who else? There's a couple new ones from last year that are coming back. Poppy's Bakehouse will be doing bagels.
getting some more food options, kind of
more
in general
food
there.
Options. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Martha's is still going to be there, right?
Martha's will definitely be
okay,
there.
Thank goodness. That's all I know.
I was like, they saw me Martha will be there.
Martha's is booked. Same spot where you can find them is always right across from the post office. Mm-hmm. Got some good music, some of the regulars, but like Martha Larson will be there this year.
Oh, fantastic.
Ray Coudray.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt will be there. Matt Arthur opens the season and closes the season.
Then perfect.
Bookend things with Matt Arthur.
So nice. That's
kind of fun.
Great.
Yeah. But yeah, it's...
How do you like booking music?
I would say it's easier for the market than it is, because I just basically fill the season and then I'm like, that's it.
That's not bad.
There you go.
Then I just push everybody to next season. Right. But it's good. And it's going to be vibrant. We're getting pretty full already, but we still do have some space. So.
I was going to say, if folks are contemplating becoming a vendor, should they try and do it ASAP, get their applications in?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to send an email, actually, probably after I get off the...
Oh, is that
right?
There you go.
You guys to, like, everybody from last year who hasn't applied yet, because it is starting to get pretty full. So if you're...
It's the first Saturday in May, right?
No, May 17th.
May 17th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Norwegian Independence Day, I believe.
Setna Mai. Yeah. Yes, exactly right.
So that's how you can remember. Come out to the
Setna
Mai.
Yeah. The Setna Fi Market Fair.
Yeah.
Very cool.
9 a.m.
So. Is there a cutoff date at all if you are thinking about becoming a vendor?
No, we'll roll applications all year long.
Okay.
It's just that if you apply and you're like, I want to be there these days, some of those days might be full, right? Mm. So you'll either get on a waiting list at that point, or if it's like the waiting list has gotten too long, we'll just say no, like we can't get you in that day.
Yeah.
But you can always apply. You just might not get in.
Sure.
That's it. And I would say this hasn't happened, but if we get to a point where we're just like, are 10 deep every day on a waiting list, then we'll probably close the application.
But,
that didn't happen last year. I don't imagine it'll happen this year.
I got to believe, though. I mean, how deep are we into 10 years, 15 years, something like that?
This is our 15th anniversary.
Yeah.
I should have led with that.
Yeah.
Oh,
15
cool.
years of Riverwalk Market Fair.
And it's been wildly successful for 15 years. I have to believe that you are not lacking for vendor applications.
Yeah, we're pretty full already. I think like the opening day, I've got about 10 spots open is all.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Out of 60. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love, one of my favorite things, the beautiful bouquets of flowers that you can get, because they're interesting. They're not just your standard flowers, you know, like they almost look artificial.
I know.
Some of them.
They're so good.
They're so good. They're so beautiful. They're huge bouquets and they're so reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really great.
Yeah.
That reminds me, we were talking about new vendors. We're going to have, some of the farmers from Sharing Our Roots there as well. Mm. Which is really exciting. They're a farm north of Northfield, but they have community gardens around. They work with a lot of immigrant populations to raise vegetables. And Sharing Our Roots will basically have a booth there showcasing all these hopefully really fun, vibrant, unique crops that maybe you don't see at the market all the time. So come down and try something new.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And they'll be there on Tuesdays as well. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for being here, Derek.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Always good to see you.
Thanks for having me on and letting me talk a little bit about, the farm to families program that we're going to try to keep going to help these farmers and the food shelf out and talk about the market.
You are welcome on this show anytime I'm in.
Lovely. Yeah.